I'll just add one thing. And people are talking about, should we do a trial of neoadjuvant versus adjuvant? And it's a great question, and of course I can understand why people want to do that. But you know, I wonder if we shouldn't think about it a little bit differently. And the way I look at it is, does everybody need to have surgery? Probably our patients with stage 1 and 2 do need to have surgery. Probably our patients with stage 3, it's only the selected patient who needs to have surgery. So I hate to take everybody with stage 1, 2, and 3 to surgery and then randomly assign them to get neoadjuvant or not. So I would like to see us individualized by stage. I can understand this as a good question for stage 1 and 2, but for stage 3, I'm just not sure. I think that I personally do still like neoadjuvant for stage 3, followed either by surgery or RT, your choice, but if we can identify groups, that would be good. I would reserve adjuvant in stage 3 for the patient who surprises you at surgery and is found to have positive nodes at surgery. We had additional information that shows in neoadjuvant settings, when you give just chemo in a neoadjuvant setting, that if you fail to sterilize at least the N2 nodes, the chance of the patient doing well is not good. We knew this before, but it was brought out even more. The SWOG 9900, which was a neoadjuvant in early stage, was stopped early because of poor accrual. There was a modest advantage for the neoadjuvant versus going directly to surgery, but it was not a significant difference, and they did not accrue to the number that they want. To me, we don't have the right regimen yet to look at these large studies in early stage. I would like to see a regimen that gives a larger CR rate. And if we have that, because this was only 5 or 6% in this group, if we have that, then I think we're ready for the randomized trial. I would say that the era of targeted therapy in non-small cell has clearly arrived. We still need to have better selection for patients. Love to get more data with the bevacizumab. I think we'll have all that relatively soon. Adjuvant chemotherapy is here to stay. It's not a question as to whether it works or not. It does work. The question is magnitude and special populations such as older patients and by stage. Neoadjuvant, I think, is still interesting. We should look at it as such.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.